In Alabama this week, hospital officials said they don't have enough ICU beds to care for all the patients who need one. The latest COVID surge is straining hospitals across the South and has left healthcare workers exhausted. We have the voices of three doctors in Alabama, which has among the lowest vaccination rates in the country.
This is Dr. Ali Hassoun. I'm an infectious disease specialist in Huntsville, Alabama. I was supposed to be off the last 2 days, but because of the surge in COVID-19, I have been working for almost 3 weeks now daily. The hospital is getting full. There's shortage of nurses. It's very hard to keep healthcare professional continue doing what they're supposed to do with community is not doing their part.
Hi, this is Cynthia Renee Crowder Hicks, and I'm one of the pulmonary and sleep medicine doctors here at Diagnostic and Medical Clinic. This fourth wave being preventable is challenging. The majority of our population is unvaccinated. And when you look at the patients, they're scared and they're by themselves. They have no one to hold their hands or to talk to them. The more anxious they are, the less they're able to breathe. They all cry.
My name is Nancy Toefel, and I work primarily in the pediatric intensive care at Children's of Alabama. And ever since this Delta variant became so prominent, we've seen a huge increase in the number of COVID patients. The other thing that seems to be different now is children are getting much more sick with COVID. Almost all of these families have some regret about not getting vaccinated.
You feel sorry for those who believe these misinformation. But at the same time, you see patient is still saying there's no COVID. We don't believe there's these problems, and we're not interested in vaccination.
It blows my mind that we have gotten to this point. Nobody feels that they're giving optimal care. We are overworked and we are frustrated. You know, I'm tired of my 47-year-olds dying. That was my day today. It's terrible.
Mary Scott Hodgen of member station WBHM in Birmingham brings us those voices.